Still up? Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to spook you. Sometimes I forget that you usually aren't a night owl. Are you watching a movie or... The news, huh? Yeah, I feel you. These past few months have been pretty scary for everyone. The virus being around still sucks, but at least more people are getting their vaccines. Yeah, I really wish 2021 was a new year, but it feels like 2020 part two. Wait, have you been sitting here since dinner? Staring at your phone with the lights off and worrying? It's 3 in the morning. How long have you been having trouble sleeping? This past week? I can't believe I didn't even notice. Are you feeling sleepy right now? Great! Wait, no. I'm not happy that you have acute insomnia, but I did just come up with the perfect way to address it. Do you want me to show you? Good. Grab your jacket. We're going to one of my favorite places. Okay, buckle up. You still dry? Great. Let's get this midnight adventure started. And here we are. You've never been to this lake before. Yeah, I suppose it's a bit hidden from the world with these trees and all. And it's not on Google Maps. I just thought that maybe one of our local friends have shown it to you since we've moved here. Isn't it so peaceful here? There's no people or buildings, just this little lake and the dark outline of trees along the shore. No, you're right. It does sound a little bit spooky now that you've mentioned it. But being so hidden and isolated is kind of what makes this place special. Whenever I feel too overwhelmed with, you know, work or school, I come here. And it's rather easy nowadays to feel overly connected to everything that's happening in the world, as I'm sure you felt recently. The media's 24/7 reporting on the pandemic and civil unrest definitely doesn't ease my mind either. So that's why we're here. To forget about the world's problems for a while. Here, give me your hand. Now, close your eyes and listen. There's nothing else in this moment but the two of us. No pandemic to worry about, just us and the lovely sound of raindrops all around. Occasionally, there's the winds running through the forest leaves, or the cars passing us by. We can watch the raindrops leave their trails as they slide down the window, and how the faint reflection of moonlight changes as the droplets slide. I've never told you why rain is my favorite weather. Well, it's definitely not only because I find the sound of raindrops to be incredibly cozy. I guess for me, the cloudy sky and falling rain have this entrancing duality to it. There's something about our instinct to seek shelter from the rain and not get soaked that is quite humbling, I think. It's a refreshing reminder that despite all of our advancements and achievements, all the technology and gadgets we have, we are ultimately still vulnerable living beings who are at the mercy of Mother Nature. At the same time, it is this reminder of vulnerability that leads to a feeling of self-empowerment. I know some people find gray skies and rainstorms to be depressing, but I think they present an opportunity for us to express what makes us special. When we walk out into the rain without an umbrella, when we feel the raindrops landing on our face, we have this one-of-a-kind power to defy the bleak skies by shining a smile. We can ourselves decide that the rainy weather isn't going to bring us down, that we can find just as much comfort and excitement in the rain as we do in a sunny day. I'm sorry, that last part did sound pretty corny, didn't it? Thanks. But really though, I think this is the number one reason behind my love for rain. And also why my umbrella doesn't get used that much. Well, I'm glad you found my rambling to be entertaining. Are you still awake? I'll take that sleepy noise as a yes. Your hands feel a little cold. There's a blanket in the back seat if you want to feel more comfortable while you drift off. Yeah. There you go. Don't worry, I'll watch over you. Good night. I'm glad I could show you my special place.